Hey, everybody, this is Jay Cole with Radio St. Pete, and I am down here for the pride-raising event here right outside of City Hall. And I am with Nathan Brummer, the LGBTQ plus liaison for the city. Beautiful day here. Couldn't be better outside in June, isn't it?
It's gorgeous. It was a cool morning, a little overcast, and right as we were about to put the flag on the flagpole with our electeds, and probably what was the biggest crowd we have ever had for flag raising, the sun peeked out from behind the clouds. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It was a little brisk and warm, let's say, last year, if I remember right.
Well, that's June. I can't promise the rest of the month. Well, no, the sunshine is what we'll see for sure.
That's great. So tell us about why this event is so important, not just for the LGBTQ plus community, but for St. Pete at large.
Yeah, I think this represents just the beautiful tapestry of our full community, right? The event itself, the LGBTQ community, is a remarkably diverse community. Young and old and black and brown humans and veterans and faith leaders and kiddos. I mean, just everyone was out here today. Plenty of allies as well. Folks who have family members or neighbors or coworkers who are LGBTQ. And this is the city's expression of love for the community and the community's expression of love right back.
Well, it's been a great day, a wonderful thing that you do here for St. Pete. And again, this is really beyond just the community.
Absolutely.
It's about the entire city.
It is, absolutely. I mean, the city has a tough job to do every day. One of the leading cities when you talk about our ability to put on special events like this, but also to take care of resident needs, to create opportunities for economic development. I mean, this event has brought in, in the $60 million range over the last several years. It's had a tremendous impact. It has drawn families and folks to open up small businesses. And there's a whole new generation of folks here that, you know, understand what the fabric of our city is about. And they're out here celebrating that today and all month long.
And so I just happened to run in to my friend Byron. How are you today?
I am fantastic. I am like so happy to be out here. It's really amazing to see so many people out this early celebrating the kickoff of Pride. We have really phenomenal weather. So I could ask some more.
So I follow you on Facebook.
Yeah.
Justice Above Everything?
Yeah. Justice Over Everything. It's our nonprofit civic engagement organization. We really focus on providing leadership development and making sure that our leaders in the community don't burn out. But more importantly, making sure our community is well educated on what's happening at the state level and all the way down the ballot.
Yeah, I see some of the videos that you post, and they're always very interesting to me.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I always feel so awkward when I get in front of a camera, so I'm happy that they read well.
Oh, they absolutely read well. You look fabulous, just so you know.
Oh, I appreciate that so much.
So if wanted to get involved with Justice Over Everything, yeah, what would they do?
Absolutely. So you can go to our justiceovereverything.com. You can send us a message on any of our socials, justice_over_everything. We would love to have you. We have volunteer opportunities. This summer, we're actually going across the state. So we just got back from Gainesville. We are going over to Polk County. We'll be down in South St. Pete later in July. We'll go down to Miami Gardens, and then back up to Pensacola and Panama City.
So what's one of the issues that you're working on now?
Right now we're working with activists across the state on ADAP funding to make sure that HIV, people living with HIV, continue to have access to care. We're also really helping candidates stay and advocates stay in the fight, taking care of the helpers, helping the helpers, making sure that they are able to continue the fight, recognizing that right now things feel very dark. I'm actually going to talk a little bit about that in my speech, but making sure that we lift up the people that are continuing the fight.
Well, great. Thanks for speaking with me. And we are actually going to cover the event today as soon as they start speaking. So, yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Good to see you.
Same. My name is Stacey Sciarra. Right now, I'm with St. Pete Pride. I am a board member. Well, we're here for the flag raising and for the pop-up event, but I think it's really important to acknowledge that the city of St. Pete is standing behind us. We do all the Pride events and the inclusive spaces. We're a nonprofit organization. You know, we have the big Pride parade at the end of the year, followed by the street festival. Yeah, and many other events, too.
When is the parade this year?
It is the 27th.
And 27th of June, is it in the evening?
It starts around, I think step-off is either 5 or 6 p.m., and it goes until the last people finish.
Goes until it's over.
Yeah,
yeah, and where is it starting this year?
It's Straub Park.
It's going to start at Straub. Okay.
Same as last year.
All right, and if people wanted to get more information about St. Pete Pride, what should they do?
And they can go to our website, stpetepride.org.
We are so happy to be here. Embracing Our Differences is an arts and education nonprofit organization that inspires kindness, respect, and inclusion. Our exhibition has been on display for 23 years now in Sarasota, but we are so happy to be celebrating our third year presenting in St. Petersburg, and we're very excited to continue that as a new tradition.
So I do live downtown, and I walk my dog down there, and every time they get ready to set up, he's like, what is happening here? But those billboards are absolutely beautiful, and we look forward to seeing them every year. The people that live in the city really do look forward to seeing them.
That's so wonderful to hear. We're so excited to be here, and once they go up, it's an emotional time for me as well, and to just see people engage with the art, connect with the art, and have conversations with each other, it means so much.
So did I see something that you're looking for artists for next year?
We sure are. We are accepting art submissions and inspirational quotes that we pair with the art. Right now, July 1st is the deadline to be included in our 2027 exhibition. But the art has been coming in quickly, and we hope to continue to collect more art.
And how would someone submit for that for 2027?
Sure, they can refer to our website, embracingourdifferences.org, or follow us on social media, Facebook or Instagram, at Embracing Our Differences, and they'll find plenty of information, and we look forward to hearing from them.
And now, I am standing in front of Love the Golden Rule, Inc., and I'm speaking with
Dr. Bob Wallace
and
Andre Clark.
So what does Love the Golden Rule do?
Well, we are a family practice clinic, a nonprofit clinic, but we do a lot of specialty care. We do HIV care, hepatitis C care. We have the largest transgender population in the area now in terms of keeping people healthy. Our goal is to reach out to the people in need and make sure that they're getting the help that they need.
And do you have volunteer opportunities? Like, how does your organization work?
So we do have volunteer opportunities that we are working on developing. We're nice and small. We keep it in-house a lot, but when there is a need, like a day like this, it's always good to have positive people out and about.
So how can people find out more about Love the Golden Rule?
LoveTheGoldenRule.com.
That's it. Do you have a brick-and-mortar location?
We are at 3600 Central Avenue and 1525 16th Street South.
And so it's just Love the Golden Rule. .org or .com. LoveTheGoldenRule.com, nonprofit clinic,
yep.
Serving the entire community or LGBTQ, all-inclusive community. Thank you for speaking with me. And now I am at the Metro Healthy Communities booth, and I'm speaking with Tommy Wright. Tommy, what brings Metro here today?
Hi. We are a primary care clinic. We do behavioral health services, both group and individual. We also are known for our STI testing services. So we have a lot of different services. Everything is on a sliding scale fee. So if someone doesn't have insurance, the amount they pay depends on their income. And then those who use our services and use insurance help others pay for those services. We also have a pharmacy. We have locations throughout Tampa and St. Pete. We have one in Clearwater and one in Newport Richey. But yeah, those are just an overview. We have quite a few services, and they're all available at any of our locations.
Where is the local location here in St. Pete? So
there's one on Central, which is pretty close down the street, Central and like 23rd. There's one on downtown by like the Bayfront area by the hospitals. There's one South St. Pete. So there's quite a few that are actually pretty close to here.
Tell me if I'm right about this. Did you operate a little store, like a donation store?
Yeah, we used to have a thrift store. It's now our pharmacy.
Oh.
So that's the one on Central.
Gotcha.
So it's next to one of our clinics. And then we also have our mobile unit that we take out to outreach. So I do prevention outreach services. So we do HIV, Hep C, pregnancy, syphilis testing, free, rapid. And then we also sometimes will bring out gonorrhea, chlamydia testing, which we'll take to our lab, and then people can get the results later on.
How do people find out about where the van is?
There is something on our website that'll show the locations where we're doing STI testing. There are some locations that we go to on a recurring basis, so like bars and clubs. There's colleges that we'll go to pretty regularly. But yeah, you can find it on our website, the locations that we'll...
And say your website for me?
It's metrotampabay.org.
Aunt Avila.
With which organization?
Equality Florida.
So what brought you here today?
Well, we love working closely with the city. Their dedication to the LGBTQIA plus community is huge, and we're so happy to see events like this that can bring community together during Pride Month. So we're excited to be here.
What does your organization do?
Equality Florida is the state's largest advocacy organization for the LGBTQIA community. So we work in Tallahassee to work against bad bills, bring great bills to support the LGBTQ community, and we work on the local level in communities like St. Pete.
So if people wanted some information about your organization, where could they find it?
EqualityFlorida.org or EQFL.org works too. And we're on all the socials. It's a great way to reach out. We're right here in St. Pete locally. Our office is at Allendale UMC.
Great. Well, thanks for speaking with me. Have a good time today. And so, as you can hear, the music is getting louder and the fun is really starting to begin. And I am here with
Claire with Project No Labels.
Project No Labels. What does Project No Labels do?
So we're a local nonprofit out here in Tampa Bay. Our mission is to unite the LGBTQ plus community with our straight allies through positive activities and events, promote mental wellness and having fun. We've been around since 2015, and we help facilitate low-cost up to free mental health therapy sessions to the LGBTQ plus community out here with our partners at Cypress Wellness Center and Rainbow Family Wellness. I also got an opportunity to participate at this amazing Beyond the Rainbow campaign by the City of St. Pete as one of their models, and my color is brown.
Oh, nice. I didn't realize they were doing that. Now that I'm looking around, I see these different colors. Yeah. Hey, so where are you located?
Well, we don't have like an actual in-person location.
Okay.
We work kind of, it's the one thing that's cool about our organization is we're an all-volunteer organization, completely powered by the community. But our mental health center, Cypress, is located in person in St. Pete. And then Rainbow Family Wellness is in Tarpon Springs.
So are you still looking for volunteers?
We're always looking for volunteers, especially during Pride Month. We've got some stuff coming up. We've got a big event coming up August 1st at Coastal Creative. It's called Ink and Lace. It's a tattoo fashion event. Definitely you got to check that out. It's going to be, that's about 300 to 400 guests that'll be attending that. And then we've got another one coming up called Tropics at Cool Vibes in St. Pete as well.
So you could probably use both volunteers for both events.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And if somebody wanted to volunteer, what would they do?
They're going to go to www.projectnolabels.org, and then you can kind of cruise around the website there. Again, as an all-volunteer organization, be a little bit patient with our website. We're still in the 2018s on that.
All right, well, thanks for speaking with me. Enjoy yourself today.
Thank you so much for being here. Happy Pride.
And now I am here with the Tampa Bay Black Lesbians, and I am speaking with...
Tamara Lee.
Tamara, what does your organization do?
We create safe spaces and community for Black queer women in the Tampa Bay area.
And how can people find out more about what you do?
You can find us on any of the social medias, and our website is TampaBayBlackLesbians.org.
So tell me why would someone come to your organization?
I created the organization a few years back. We are a 501c3 now, but we started as just a small group on social media because I needed to find community. I needed to find people that looked like me, that loved like me, that understood my experience, and safe spaces, which were really, really difficult to find when I came down here in 2020. So we decided to, when you can't find it, you make one. So we've made it. So now we have a group of 1,200 to 1,500 women that meet for events. We have an annual Pride party every year. We do karaoke and we karaoke nights and book clubs and all kinds of different activities through the year so that folks can come find a safe space so they can be comfortable in their intersectional selves and be all of the pieces of who they are, queer and Black.
So you followed your passion and you created something pretty fabulous for other people that are just like you.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great. Thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you.